Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You can, if you want to, be aware of the location of friends and family by keeping track of them on your phone, which, depending on how you look at it, could be construed as a wee bit creepy. The Irish Independent journalist Saoirse Hanley does it, though she has mixed feelings. Good afternoon, Saoirse.
Hello.
When you have this kind of yokey on, does the person you can keep track on, do they have to kind of gay, yes, you can keep a track of me?
Well, so what I would use a lot is just the one that's built into any iPhone. So it's like Find My, I think it's just called Find My, because you can find your devices or find your friends. And for that, the person that you're not tracking, this sounds like I'm watching their every move, but the person that you have the location of does have to allow you to have that location. But then it does generally stay on. Unless they, you know, opt back out again.
Right.
So it's not a case of like sticking it. You know the way on WhatsApp you can put it on for 15 minutes or for an hour. Say if you're trying to find someone, you go, oh, look, I'm walking towards you. Here's where I am. Look out for me. That would be kind of, you know, more time sensitive. Whereas this would last kind of indefinitely. So there's maybe like 6 or 7 friends and like my sister, for example, my brother. Although I'm not sure if my brother knows this. So I shouldn't be saying this on air. He knows that I have him there. But that I'll just be able to check in on that whenever and see where they're at.
Do you use it a lot?
I would use it a fair bit. So like, here's a kind of non-creepy use case. Say if I was going to call, like me and my sister, we call each other a lot just to chat and catch up or whatever. And if I was going to call her of an evening or a weekend morning, and I didn't want to call her out of the blue, I would just have a look and see if she's in work down in Cork. I'd be like, oh, she's, I know that location. She's at work. She's not at home. I won't call her. Or another example, say, and I think this is really the only kind of very beneficial use case, is if you are meeting somebody and you're running late or you're on the way or whatever, and you want to make sure they're not, you know, going to be waiting around for you, you just see where they are. And if they haven't left yet, you're grand.
Or they send you the inevitable, I'll be 10 minutes. And then you look it up and find out they're an hour and a half away.
I have done that in the past. Someone said, yeah, I'm actually just about to leave there now. I'll be with you in 15. And I'm looking going, that location is easily half an hour away from me. You will not be here in 15 minutes. And that's fine. But I know you're lying to me.
Yeah. I must say, I don't have anyone on my phone, tracked. Maybe it's an age thing. Are like younger people just completely fine with this?
I think it's maybe built a little bit more into what we're kind of doing casually. Like, I mean, I don't use Snapchat, for example, because I'm nearing 30, so it's not for me. But like my sister now, she is 18, and on her, if she opened Snapchat, any of the people that she's friends with or has as contacts on Snapchat, they can have either their map on or off, and they'll just always be able to see where each other are. Like whenever I was on Snapchat, I had mine turned off because it felt a bit strange to me that anyone who I had on Snapchat, which would often people I didn't know very well, could see where I was. But like a lot of her friends will just casually have locations on for that, so she can check in and see where people are, which I think is maybe just something we're more used to. I actually wasn't really thinking about how not unique, because a lot of people do use it, but that a lot of, I didn't realize how little people actually do use that, at least very cognitively, until I was reading a piece about it where someone said, you know, younger people now more than ever are kind of becoming helicopter parents, where they're like hovering in over their friends and seeing where they are, whereas a lot of actual parents don't have locations on their kids at all. But some friends just do, and it is a bit strange, because I was thinking about it and I was like, it is a bit creepy that I can see, especially when there's people like friends of mine that live abroad. Like if my friend, you know, is somewhere in Australia, what's that to me? I can't do anything about that. I'm not going to see her. I'm not, you know, there's nothing I can really do with that, unless, touch wood, she was to go missing and the authorities had no way to look for her except for Saoirse Hanley's phone back in Ireland. You know, I don't really know what the benefit to it is, other than, I suppose, being clued into your friend's whereabouts, which, as I say, sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah, also goes against the proud tradition of kids lying to their parents about where they are.
Well, this is why my brother, I'm not supposed to let it be known that my brother has his, because he's obviously now an adult in his own right. But my mom sometimes will say, like, will you just see where your brother is, please?
And if a couple get together, is there a point at which they agree to track each other's location? And then if the relationship is going badly, is that a precursor to the, you know, if they turn it off, is that a precursor to the relationship is doomed? Or do you have to wait until the end of the relationship before you turn it off?
Well, it's kind of a funny thing in that, because a lot of people will say, particularly like that on Snapchat, say if you had a group of people and you can see that two are in the same place, that's how like relationships have been found out in the past, where they'll say, oh, I opened my maps and John and Jane are in the same place. What are they doing there? But I do think that there is, like, my, for example, I don't, mostly I just use the what's built into my Apple phone. My boyfriend's an Android user. By default, I don't just have his location. But if he was an Apple user, I would absolutely have his location now. And for no particular reason, I don't care where he's going. I don't have reason to suspect where he's off to. But I do think in some use cases, it probably can reveal that to people. But also on the other side of that spectrum, like, there's absolutely an element of control there. Like, if I was with somebody and he really wanted to know at all times where I was, that, and not for a safety reason, just because he just wants to be able to see where you are, that would be a huge, huge, huge red flag for me, and should be for anyone, because, you know, then you kind of have no sanctuary of being somewhere just for your own knowledge. But I do think that that can be maybe a slippery slope of having someone's location that you don't necessarily always need to have on. But, and then there is that question of, like, right, when things are over, I suppose you should probably get rid of that access, because then you don't really need to know where they are anymore.
Yeah. Saoirse, thanks a million. As ever, that was Saoirse Handy there, journalist with the Irish Independent. One texter says, a few years ago, my mom got some app that tracks my siblings. I'm a bit of a Luddite, so I don't seem to be set up in it. But the odd time, she'll just write something into the family WhatsApp group, something like, what are you doing in the bank, Aoife? It's mad. What's anybody? Yeah, I'm holding it up, mammy. I'll be home for dinner, though.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.